We are thinking of the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. It's a wonderful thing to have the indwelling Holy Spirit. He is someone we don't need to pray for when we get saved. He comes to dwell in our lives the very moment we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior and we're regenerated by the Holy Spirit. At that moment, He comes to live in the life of the believer. Now, the Holy Spirit is there for purposes which God has intended. And the purposes are that He might meet the deepest needs of our lives. All Christians have needs. We don't need to go through life with these needs unmet. The Holy Spirit is living there to meet these deepest needs and to meet them in the fullest ways. Now we come down in our reading of John 14, 15, and 16 down to verse 26. And verse 26 in chapter 15 has this to say, "But when the Comforter," we said that the Comforter is the one called alongside to help, "when the Comforter is come, whom I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which comes from the Father," and then this phrase, "He shall testify of me." He shall testify of me. This is another ministry of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit in teaching us concerning the Lord Jesus, bearing witness concerning the Lord Jesus Himself. Now it may seem to you that we don't need this witness in our lives. We've trusted the Lord Jesus as our Savior, and why would a Christian need this witness in our lives? The reason is because in this world there is so much false teaching concerning the Holy Spirit. The Bible clearly teaches various things concerning the Lord Jesus. They teach, for instance, that the Lord Jesus is God. He is God Himself, God the Son. Many deny this important truth. They'll say, well, Jesus was the greatest man who ever lived. He was the greatest teacher who ever lived. He was the greatest example who ever lived. But He's not God. If Jesus is not God, Jesus has no power, no authority, no ability to save us from our sins. So He is God. He teaches He is God. Jesus Himself said that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. In other words, He is worthy of the same honor as the Father and the Holy Spirit in the Godhead. And so this truth is important, but many are denying it in our day. And many Christians are surrounded by false teaching. This teaching is very important because it can destroy our lives, this false teaching. It can lead us astray. It can bring doubts into our lives. And so we thank the Lord that we have one indwelling us who constantly concentrates our minds and our hearts upon the Lord Jesus and the truth concerning Him, that He is God, that He was perfectly made man, but He never ceased to be God. Now Mary, for instance, is not the mother of God, but she was the mother, whom we respect very much, of the human Jesus. She, of course, is not the mother of God, but she is the mother of the human Jesus. And so He was perfect man. He did all of these miracles. Some deny the miracles. They say, oh, perhaps it was just some deception that the Lord Jesus, or perhaps the people only thought that they were being healed, or perhaps it was just a psychological thing with them, and He merely dealt with a psychological need. No, He did miracles. He proved His deity, even in His humanity, by His power to do these miracles. And so this is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He keeps us on the straight track. We never doubt concerning the Lord Jesus, even when we meet false teachers. They knock on our doors. They meet us on the street. They meet us in the restaurant. They meet us in the workplace. But we never doubt because we go to God by the Holy Spirit and we pray to God, Father, keep me straight. Don't let me err a bit. Don't let me turn to the right hand or to the left hand. But let me keep on a straight path, depending upon the Lord Jesus and knowing exactly who He is and always holding to the truth concerning Him. So this passage speaks of the fact that the Holy Spirit bears witness of the Lord Himself. and he keeps us straight. I pray that each of you will not err in your following of the Lord Jesus. You will not go to one hand or the other, but you will keep absolutely straight in him and for him and concerning him.